the shrubbery when you could have a throne. Thrasher wouldn't squash me and fire couldn't burn. These are the things that I never will learn. These are the things I never will learn. Excitements to see me to my grave. I can live life in vacuums for years with no drink and put up with hardships more than you. Myself dry out, I'll shrivel and sleep for some 15 odd years. I wake up, come water and get on with living with time in my pocket to pass by the day. Sitting, if I were a tardigrade, I'd move out from home. Why live in the shrubbery when you could have a throne? Squash me and fire couldn't burn. These are the things that I never will learn. These are the things I never will
That's Cosmo Sheldrake with the Tardigrade song. Tardigrades are such amazing animals. They're everywhere on our planet. They're in the deepest part of our oceans and in every forest and jungle, even in Antarctica. They help break down the solids we flush, and they're easy to see even with pretty low magnification of a microscope. Sometimes they're called water bears or moss piglets. They have 8 legs, and they look like they're little 8-legged roly-polies. They're about a half a millimeter in length when they're full grown, and they've been known to survive deep space. Tardigrades have been around on planet Earth as long as life has been around on planet Earth, for more than 500 million years. You're listening to the Children's Hour today on the show. We're talking about water treatment with Erin Keck. She's the education director at the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority. And the kids have more questions.
Yes. You have a question.
Do the UV rays burn the bacteria?
They don't. They scramble their DNA so that they can no longer reproduce, which means once they die, then they've died off. So if there are any remaining viruses or bacteria in the water at that point, they are essentially killed off by the UV rays.
That is fascinating. You are listening to Erin Keck. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Never, never put any grease or when we're frying something. And
that's
then I'm just
important.
Cleaning that olive oil off my pan. Now I know I'm going to start scraping every little scrape of grease not in my drain.
That's right. Fats, oils, and grease, what we call fog, is a big problem because it clogs our lines. So when you are cooking up a batch of bacon or something like that, it's really important that you drain that grease into a can, let it cool, and then throw it into your trash can. But what happens is if you continue to pour that stuff down your drain year after year, your pipes become so clogged that a lot of pressure can back up in your lines. And eventually, if your pipes become completely blocked, you could go to flush your toilet one day and everything that's been backed up and collecting in your pipes could come shooting up out of your drains.
Ew,
there's just no place for it to go. So nobody would want for that to happen.
All the more reason to scrape your bacon grease, scrape it, and toss it. And Erin Keck, it was a delight having you in the studio with us today. Thank you so much for being on the Children's Hour. We learned a lot.
You are welcome. And I would encourage anyone to look at our website. We have a wonderful education program. So
fantastic. Erin Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Conservation's the key.
That's
we know
right.
This. This is the next generation that isn't going to waste our water. Thank you so much, Erin Keck, for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Libre como un pájaro, libre como el viento, como el agua clara que viaja del monte. Así, así, así quiero verte. De día y de noche, yo no pienso ni decir, solo siente, no digo esto, siento, siente la vida, y va a comprender, tengo más que eso, siente ahora que fuera. Así, así quiero verte de día y de noche, yo no pienso ni decir, solo siente, no digo esto, siento, siente la vida, y va a comprender, tengo más que eso, siente ahora que fuera. Free as a bird, free as the wind, clear like water. From the mountains, free as a bird, free as the wind, clear as the water, flows from the mountain, free as a bird, free as the wind, clear like water, flows from the mountains, free as a bird. Lo siento, siente la vida. Tengo el más que eso. Baila con los astros. Y jugar y comprender. free as a bird, free as the wind, clear like water, flows from the mountains. Free as a bird, free as the wind, clear as the water, flows from the mountains. Free as a bird, free as the wind, clear like water, flows from the mountains. Free as a bird, free as the wind, clear as the water, flows from the mountains.
Clear as Water is Una Mas Trio with Mo Horizons in a radio restyle from the Banana Remixes. In the background, you're hearing the Baka Forest People of Southeast Cameroon from their release called Heart of the Forest. This is Water Drums 1. Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone, and in the time since we first recorded our interview with Aaron Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, I reached out to Aaron to ask her if there were more things that we should add to our list that we should never flush.
Things like medicines, really making sure people aren't flushing pills or pouring old medicine down the sink. Disposable wipes. But what happens with those is they bind together and create long ropes, which clog up our entire system. So I'd say those are two of the things that we focus on more recently.
Aaron Keck is the education director at the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Thanks so much for being with us on the Children's Hour again, Aaron.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Sweet water rolling, sweet water roll, rolling from the fountain, sweet water roll. Sweet water rolling, sweet water roll, rolling from the fountain, sweet water roll.
That's Sweet Water Rolling by Peggy Seeger, right here on the Children's Hour, an oldie but goodie. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today we've been learning about water treatment from our friends here locally who handle the water treatment. Their website is full of educational materials, and we've posted links at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode called Water Treatment. We've got just a little bit more time on the Children's Hour, and we're going to go out with one more. From a release called All Along the Watershed, this is Clean Water by the Raptor Project. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Have you ever jumped in a puddle just for play? Waded in a creek on a sunny day? Do you know how to swim? Do you love to splash? Do you like to blow bubbles in your bath? Well, you can't live without a
it, it goes with bread. If you don't have it, you'd be dead. Water, sweet water, everybody needs sweet water. Clean water, clean water, everybody needs clean water. I always pick up some litter when I canoe with my kids on the river. You never know what you'll find, what some people leave behind. I was paddling near a spring when I found the strangest thing. There in the water was a bottle of spring water. Spring water, spring water, everybody needs spring water. Clean water, clean water, everybody needs clean water. There's lots of stuff, it flows downstream, but that ain't the stuff you wanna drink. Don't pollute it, don't dilute it, don't add anything unnatural to it. Gotta keep it clean on the river's bend, for ourselves and our wild friends. That water, sweet water, everybody needs sweet water. Clean water, clean water, everybody needs clean water. Sweet water, sweet water, everybody needs sweet water. Clean water, clean water, everybody needs clean water.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was produced by me, Katie Stone. Many thanks to our guest, Aaron Keck, from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, and by the Pacifica Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.